Last week's news brought home the costs of war. First came word that the number of United States soldiers killed in Iraq has passed the 1,000 mark. That's the big picture. Then came the smaller one. A high school yearbook photograph of a smiling young woman from Paris, Illinois. Shauna Morrison's death in a mortar attack on a base outside Baghdad marked a milestone of its own. She's the first female member of the Illinois National Guard to die in Iraq. It's difficult to read her story, that she joined the National Guard to earn money for college and to have the chance to practice her passion for precision drilling, that she died so young and so far from home, that she'll never return to college, and of course to know that hers is only one of more than 1,000 such stories of loss. The stories launch ordeals for families left behind. They have to confront the unimaginable, the prospect of life without a child, a mother, a husband, a father. The law, by contrast, has imagined all this and more. It has work to do at such a time, work that includes direction, planning, and payouts. And in the end, it treats military death as it does all other legal matters, without wavering and quite matter-of-factly. Military death is a legal matter, after all. Deep within the United States Code section on armed forces is a cluster of statutes titled simply Deceased Personnel. The statutes dictate the legal requirements for handling each loss of life. They begin, for example, with a direction to determine the cause of death whenever someone is killed while on active duty at a military installation garrisoned by the United States Armed Forces. They spell out the military's duty to notify the next of kin and for seeing after the remains of the fallen before their families are there to take over the responsibilities. They promise flag presentations to loved ones, an honors detail at the funeral, the playing of taps by a bugler. But the majority of the statutes under the deceased personnel chapter concern something the law calls simply a death gratuity. When a soldier dies, upon the official notification of death, the government sends the soldier's family money. The goal, according to the law, is to get it to family members within 24 hours. The statute lists the hierarchy: first the surviving spouse, then children, if no spouse and no children, then parents. Under a final statute titled starkly Death Gratuity Amount, the code ultimately prescribes a single sum. It's $12,000. But as the people of Paris, Illinois, and so many other towns across the nation know, that doesn't begin to calculate the real costs of war. I'm Amy Guida.